The following episode of the Life Changes Show has been pre-recorded. Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We have tonight's guest, creator of Wake Up Laughing, Swami Vyanananda.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Ben Carroll. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so looking forward to this show. I've been thinking a lot about humor and laughter and just so many things are coming to my mind because growing up, laughter was not necessarily a good thing in my family, in our culture. And I can't tell you how many times I was told to stop laughing. I was even reprimanded at times for laughing, and it wasn't just my parents. It was the extended family. It was other people within the community, because they had these things that, for example, they used to say that those who laugh on Friday cry on Sunday. So in other words, if you laugh too much, you're going to cry too much, and. They said Christ died on Friday. I mean, this just goes so deep. I remember also learning as I grew up and I was looking into humor and studying humor and joke telling and all that. I remember a Jewish comedian saying that we laugh so not to cry. And then I came to find out that was a big Jewish saying, and I also learned that in the Italian community, they also said that as well. As we are life changers, as we are recalibrators through the recalibration workshop, we look a lot at traditions. And so on the one hand, we laugh so not to cry. That sounds like a good thing because otherwise people would be crying. So now they're laughing instead. The foundation is still so not to cry. And a lot of times we have reason to laugh because we want to laugh. Maybe there's something good that comes out of laughter. And one of the interesting things is, as part of the recalibration and all that, we've done so much research. One of the research has been on laughter. Psychology Today, the respected magazine and so many paths have said, has an article, "Laughter Helps Us Learn." Let's talk about learning just for a second. Laughter can help us learn. The Guardian, also well-respected, has an article that says, "Experienced teachers find that when it comes to an effective classroom environment, a sense of humor is essential." In the Medical Daily, another article, "Laugh and Learn, a Sense of Humor Helps Toddlers Learn Better, Even Toddlers." And then the article goes on to say, "Laughter has a positive influence over our emotional state and our health." And it turns out that endless giggling, which is what I used to get in trouble for all the time, endless giggling can help us learn and remember things too. So I got to thinking today as we were recalibrating laughter and as we were getting ready for our guest, Swami Vyanananda. Mm-hmm. I actually had someone say, who's your guest, Swami Vyanananda? Oh, I don't know which Swami that is. Well, actually, it's a Swami that has wisdom through humor. Oh, really? What kind of wisdom? And I said, the kind of wisdom that actually, to me, sometimes makes more sense than the wisdom. So we'll talk about that. So I came up with some phrases. Instead of maybe always using "we laugh so not to cry," I came up with "what if we laugh to learn?" What if we laugh to love? Or how about "we laugh to live?" So we're going to be living and laughing with our guest, Swami Vyanananda, a.k.a. Steve Behrman, and with our musical guest, Ben Carroll, on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. Our guest is Swami Beyondananda, and he has made us laugh on many, many occasions. And Mark, we love to laugh.
We do love to laugh, and we try to bring it into our lives every day. And it's amazing to me that there's even conversations about the need to laugh. You know, that there's that there's even a question.
Yeah,
right? It's just when you feel better, you know, everything else seems to work. And you know, those first things we do when we're a child or when we're kids are laugh. You know, to getting back to that, I think, is what it's all about. I'm really excited for tonight's show.
You know, and it's not always easy too, but we always try and find, at least in our team, a way to get there.
Right.
So I think it's going to be easy tonight with our guest, who's known as Swami Beyondananda, otherwise known as Steve Behrman. He is the cosmic comic. His alter ego is a writer, a humorist, a performer, and an uncommentator. We'll have him explain that. Welcome to the show, Swami Beyondananda, a.k.a. Steve Behrman.
Well, thank you so much. And you got a twofer tonight. You got me, and then you have the Swami. And so through the magic of radio, I can change costumes.
You're both like here that. Through the magic of radio,
yeah.
Right?
Multiple personalities.
Usually when you're being a Swami, you have the...
Yeah.
What is that called?
Well, a Swami is turban powered. He gets all of his energy from the turban. He puts it on his head. He has a receiver that gets it from the farce fields out
from
there.
The farce fields?
The farce fields is where the boson, it's beyond the boson layer is where that comedy comes from.
Well, speaking of where comedy comes from, you know, I was talking about Italian culture, Jewish culture. I tell us about your heritage.
Well, I spent my deformative years in New York. I grew up in a Jewish family and a housing project.
Actually, that's probably so accurate.
Yeah, where was your downbringing.
My deformative years, like downbringing. That's brilliant.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what every time, what humor is it's taking things that don't generally go together and finding a way to fit them together in a surprising way. And we laugh because we're surprised and delighted. And it's the same part of our brain that we use to solve problems. There's a wonderful book by a brain scientist named Scott Weems called Ha, When We Laugh and Why. And he talks about humor as being something that's like a delightful thing where we solve a problem. Like when a kid, the first time a kid plays peekaboo, I mean, like you're a baby. Now you see it, now you don't. Now you see it, now you don't. And it's like solving a puzzle. Then kids like riddles. And so really, humor is like a puzzle. You ever wonder why jokes come in threes, a minister, a priest, and a rabbi? Minister, priest, and rabbi, they're discussing their legacy. How do they want to be remembered? What do they want the eulogist to be saying when they're laying in their casket? And the minister says, well, I want them to say that he was a family man and a pillar of his community. And the priest said, I want them to say he was a holy man and a leader of his flock. Rabbi says, I want them to say, look, I think he's breathing. So... that's, you know, we have everything in this world of dualities. We have this or that, black or white, Democrat, Republican, you're with us, you're against us. And what humor does is it finds a third way to connect things in a surprising way. You set up the premise, you reinforce the premise, you upset the premise.
It's almost like a paradigm busting.
It's exactly what it is. It stops the mind. This is really interesting because what happens when we laugh is that, first of all, there's a ha-ha, then there's an aha. There's an insight that comes, and then there's an ah. As we leave the dueling dualities of the head for the unity of the heart.
Ooh, wow.
Laughter causes breathing. And as we know, breathing is the key to long life. We breathe in, we inspire, we don't, we expire. So it's very important to keep breathing. And we bring more oxygen to the brain, which helps us be more creative. So that's why there is such a connection between laughter and creativity, and why the lecturers and teachers who are most popular and most listened to are the ones who use humor, because they create a sense of anticipation. You never know when that next joke is going to come. And when there is that laughter, the audience wakes up. You know how it is, you've just had lunch and now you're sitting in a lecture hall. And you're going through lethargicus digesticus, whatever that's the scientific word name for it.
Big word there.
Big words there, you know. And you're falling asleep. And yet, you know, the speaker, you know, says something funny, which is unexpected, out of the ordinary. And all of a sudden, you're awake and alert, and you're paying attention to what might come next.
Wake up laughing.
Yeah, that's right.
which actually, there's a double entendre there. Yeah. So wake up laughing is literally waking up in the morning, or waking up from, what did you call it, digesticus?
Lethargicus digesticus.
Okay.
Or it could be from ordinary reality.
nice. And then the other wake up is wake up consciously, right?
Exactly. And, you know, again, growing up in New York, in that family, I was very lucky, because what I remember when I was a kid, little kid, everybody sitting around my grandparents' little apartment in Brooklyn, laughing, telling jokes, eating, drinking, laughing. And that was the environment. And so as a kid, I was that kid who disrupted any chance I got.
Elsewhere, or even in the family?
Well, you know, the family, there was nothing to disrupt. It was all disrupted. But growing up, but living in a housing project, you know, and the big kids are asking me for money, I'm 8 years old, what I learned to say was, hey, look, I live here. If I had money, would I be living here? And the kids would laugh and leave me alone. So I got to use humor, you know, as a sword and a shield.
Wow.
You know, protection, diversion. You know, if you're in that neighborhood and they think you're crazy, that's a good thing. You know, they don't mess with crazy people.
Well, see, that's the laugh not to cry, right? But now you have more reason to laugh than cry in your life. You've built your life in such a way. Until you look at the rest of the world, maybe.
I can't say that word anymore. I can't say the word. But anyway, yeah, I think that I, growing up in New York, you know, and being the kid that I was, you use humor as a weapon, you use humor as a defense. And it took me, my first year teaching in Washington, D.C., one of the other teachers noticed a comment I wrote on a student's paper. He said, wow, that's mean. I said, no, that's funny. He says, no, that's mean. It took me a number of years to get the distinction between, you know, to peel away enough of the armor so that I was not using humor to deflect intimacy or deflect genuine critique. I mean, certain patterns, humor is a pattern interrupt, so certain patterns deserve to be interrupted, right? But sometimes, if you want to see the evolution of a sense of humor, go rent that movie, The Prince of Tides. In The Prince of Tides, the character played by Nick Nolte.
I think I know this. Is this the one with Prepare to Die? No.
Oh, no.
No.
No, it was...
That's Prince's Brides. Is that it?
Prince that of was Brides a funny movie.
Princess Bride.
The Princess...
Just a different kind of laughter.
They're closed. They're closed. I'm telling you, they're closed. That movie, yes, we know that movie. No, this is called The Prince of Tides with Barbara Streisand and Nick Nolte. And it's based on an autobiographical novel, so there's a lot of genuine truth to it. And... When you open the movie, his sense of humor is kind of like grenades lobbed over a fence, you know, very defensive. And as he begins to, you know, unpack aspects of his life and look at things with maybe a loving eye, with an aware eye, he develops a genuine sense of humor. So if you want to look at the evolution of a sense of humor, as a personality evolves to a more whole personality, go look at that movie.
I'm going to go look at that movie, actually. Thank you. That sounds interesting to me. Actually, this is all interesting to me. I'm looking forward to more conversations with Swami Beyond Ananda, with all of us here, a.k.a. Steve Behrman. And then when we come back also a little later on, we're going to have live music here in the studio as per normal with Ben Carroll, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Swami Beyond Ananda, also known as Steve Behrman. Well, we've been actually talking to Steve Behrman. In a little bit, we're going to be speaking with Swami. But before we go into some of the channelings that Swami does and all of that, we want to continue on this path. And of course, if you want to learn more about our guest, you could go to wakeuplaughing.com. As a matter of fact, our guest has a radio show of his own called WikiPoliticky. You could find out about that at wakeuplaughing.com as well. I'll spell that wiki like wiki, W-I-K-I, and then Politiki is P-O-L-I-T-I-K-I. I guess it's Wiki Politiki. Anyway, go to wakeuplaughing.com to
you
learn more.
You have to say it like that also, right?
to learn more. Steve, that you grew up with humor that you said wasn't hurting anybody.
Well, my dad's humor was like that. But as a kid, in New York, you insult your friends.
Uh-huh, yes.
And if you don't insult your friends, then they get really insulted. Hey, what's the matter? I'm not good enough for you to insult. You got something wrong with you?
Hey, wait. That sounds like an Italian accent to me.
Well, we had everybody. Everybody. We had, Jewish, Italian, Black, Puerto Rican, Irish. And
you insulted everybody.
We had to. Mm-hmm. We had a game that we played. We called it ranking out, and it was, again, I believe that any kind of humor between consenting adults and sometimes between consenting kids is appropriate. And I just heard on your commercial there was a book about bullying and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't anything like that. This was basically a form of affection. And because it was kind of like the roasts that they do of the celebrities, it's kind of, and of course they go very deep with some of these things, and maybe people are hurt by it.
Right.
But
maybe they are.
Maybe that. But I think that there is a connection between humor and aggression that, I think it was Freud who said that, if it weren't for humor, we'd be murdering each other. Mm. You know, that it's a way to kind of let out that tension. You know, that you remember the 2,000-year-old man, Mel Brooks, call writer Mel Brooks. And so one of the questions was, so what was the first joke? He goes, oh, the first joke. Well, one day a lion walks into the cave, uninvited, of course, and Murray, the jokester, the prankster, takes the lion by the tail, goes, yaha, over the shoulder. The lion gets up and eats Murray. Did we laugh? So there's something about there's something about humor and aggression that go together. And you see it a lot. I mean, I have to say, I do comedy. I perform at theaters. I perform at conferences and even churches.
But your comedy isn't like that anymore.
No, comedy is not. Comedy these days can be very mean. It's been mean for a long time.
Right.
Not all comedy. I love to come and watch a comedian who actually can work, quote unquote, clean, not because we don't say those words, but because he doesn't need them.
Interesting.
It's not really an edge anymore, is it? You know, when Lenny Bruce did it, it was an edge. You know, but it's not an edge. When George Carlin talked about the seven words you can't say, it was a bit of an edge. Now it's not an edge. So what's the point?
Interesting. Interesting. Well, let's switch gears a little bit here. When you put on your turban, so to speak.
Oh, my turban is on.
The turban is on. You're quick. You channel that Swami right away.
Oh, well, I'm ahead of you. I'm in the now. Oh, too late. You're already in the then. That's it goes like that.
Where do you come from, Swami?
Well, many, many lifetimes I've spent doing a lot of various things. I come from the Pleiades, which is good. It's a contrast to the Workades. I come from the Pleiades, where we have a lot more playfulness. Talk about Sirius, the Sirius star system. We don't go there. They're way too serious.
That's very clever. So as a Swami...
I've been to the center of the Milky Way. Do you know what's at the center of Milky Way?
What?
Chewy nougat.
Delicious chewy nougat.
No, that's Three Musketeers. I get them mixed up.
You channel? Okay, so you're Steve Behrman channeling Swami, who channels other people.
Not quite right.
No?
I am the Swami. I channel Steve Behrman. You heard him earlier.
Okay.
But because I am attuned to many, many channels, I hear voices. I travel to higher planes. And on the higher planes, you're going to meet everybody.
Everybody.
I met Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante.
Remember, many people who might remember Jimmy Durante, there's many people who might not, but he was a wonderful entertainer. Lived a long life, had many fulfilling experiences. But what happens with channeling is that sometimes there's an unfulfilled destiny. And so Jimmy Durante asked me, he said, you know, I lived a little bit too early to do many Beatles songs. So I'm going to channel Jimmy Durante doing his favorite Beatles song, if you'll let me. It goes like this. Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. That girl with kaleidoscope eyes. And good night. You'll go on wherever you are.
I wanted to have that clean soundtrack, but I couldn't stop.
Well, it's good to have a laugh track every time.
Heard anything like that. Okay.
Well, so, then have you heard Bullwinkle channeling Elvis?
I was about to say, I've seen you wear this Bullwinkle thing around your chest.
It's called a moosefix.
A moosefix. Oh, man. Okay.
Jesus came to me in a dream. Believe it or not, he asked me to wear it. I said, why? What does it mean? He said, that means for Christ's sake, lighten up.
For Christ's sake, what?
Lighten up. Because the world is in serious condition because of our conditioning to be serious. Seriously.
I get it.
And so Bullwinkle comes into picture. And once again, Bullwinkle, very, very successful cartoon moose, defined the genre, we would say. But unfulfilled destiny, he loved Elvis, and he always wanted to be a great rock star like Elvis. So I will channel Bullwinkle, channeling his favorite Elvis tune. It goes like this. Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down on the end of Lonely Street, it's Heartbreak Hotel. Where they be so lonely, where they be so lonely, where they be so lonely, they could die. But you know what? You know,
I grew up with Bullwinkle. You sound just like I remember him.
Well, that too, because it's a true Bullwinkle coming through. Right. Now, the thing is that Bullwinkle also was a great Dylan fan. So now I'm going to... Bob Dylan, yes. I'm going to channel Bullwinkle, channeling Elvis, channeling Dylan. Channeling Dylan, channeling Elvis, okay?
I'm confused, but if you do it, I might be able
You will be confused when I'm done, okay? I'm going to do Elvis and Dylan at the same time through Bullwinkle's voice, okay?
It's the Swami who will do this through Steve Behrman.
That's right. But we'll leave him out because that's too confusing. Okay, we'll try it like this. Okay, Dylan and Elvis as Bullwinkle.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it already.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down on the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. Where they be so lonely. Where they be so lonely. Where they be so lonely. They could die.
You know, I wish we were filming this because the facial expressions are brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. You know, actually...
I got a Bullwinkle face that I put on.
I was going to say, you actually started looking like Bullwinkle
and Dylan
all at the same time. So,
you know, if you didn't wear the turban, you could put on Bullwinkle ears and do that.
I could certainly do that, yes.
Okay, well...
Then I could channel Swami as Bullwinkle, but we won't do that.
That would be confusing.
That's another show.
Well, there is one more that I wrote down that I wanted to hear also from my childhood, Howard Cosell. Where does he come into the picture?
Well, I'll tell you about Howard Cosell.
Will I be able to film you doing whatever you're going to do? Can I film it?
Sure, you could do that. Absolutely. Okay, but without the turban, it's not like...
I don't have to.
That's okay. You have take that away.
But, okay.
Okay. So now this is how I channel Cosell, because often people ask me to make predictions. And I say, you know what? The greatest wisdom that I have ever heard about making predictions was an interview that Howard Cosell did with the great center fielder and philosopher Willie Mays. And I will channel that for you.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Goodness, I'm confused again.
It went like this. We're talking with Willie Mays. Willie, let me ask you this. Are the Giants going to win the pennant this year, Willie Mays? And Willie Mays said, I don't know, Howard. That's what we're going to play this season to find out. We're talking with Willie Mays. Thank you for that bit of inside baseball.
Wow.
Now, I could do Cosell doing me and Julio down by the schoolyard, if you like.
Julio who?
Mama Pajama rolled out of bed, went to the police station. When the papa found out, they began to shout, it started the investigation. You know that one? It's a Paul Simon song.
Your wife is here.
That makes me even more embarrassed.
That you can't. Not that you no, didn't doesn't. Know this, but I'm. She's not in the studio. She's in the sound room. But I'm just curious. Do you do this for her? Do you do this for yourself? Do you just?
Yes, we do it all the time. Mm. This is really, really a key way if you're in a relationship to create playful ways to diffuse the normal stuff that happens. You know, let's face it, you're with somebody for a while, there's things that you absolutely adore about them, and then there's things that you don't absolutely adore about them. And those
Again,
are the things
I'm
that...
reminding you, your wife is here.
Oh, she knows all of this. We had this. So sometimes we just do stuff that's playful. And our game is the first one to recognize that we're not really fighting about what we think we're fighting about, and really we're bigger than that wins. And the other one will then has the right to say, but I wasn't done being right yet. And
ooh,
so,
wow.
And so that's how we that's how we kind of work with the ego parts of ourselves.
That's
and
a
so we
good
have
game.
The other part of ourselves to play with.
That's a great game. I think that needs to be written somewhere, actually. Talk about wisdom. That's wisdom right there. We'll be coming back to more wisdom, both in humor with Swami Beyond Ananda, a.k.a. Steve Behrman, but also in music with our musical guest, Ben Carroll, when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, Swami Beyond Ananda, also known as Steve Behrman. We've been laughing, we've been learning, and this is interesting because there's actually a serious book that was written by a guest we've had on the show before, and Steve, Dr. Bruce Lipton. Tell us about the book.
Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here. If you know Bruce's work, he's a cellular biologist who wrote Biology of Belief, which is really about how our beliefs and perceptions impact our health, our well-being, our lives, and so on. Mm. Spontaneous Evolution is a book about our collective beliefs and a new story that's based on evolution, which the next phase of human evolution, should we make it, is recognizing that we're all cells in the same body of a superorganism called humanity.
Mm.
Evolution always involves connection and expanded awareness. So that's what that book is about.
Mm. That sounds really interesting, actually. And the book is available wherever books
Everywhere,
are
wherever,
available.
Wherever books are can be copped.
Right.
You know, they're Amazon. We have ebooks published by Hay House. Hey! That's James Brown's publishing company.
And then people can find out where you will be performing because you do a lot of stand-up. As a matter of fact, you were here in Los Angeles in part because of Ions LA, and that's how we came to know that you were in town through Lael Be Love and the Yes Salon, our friend who's also here tonight, and also Toddie Blackstone, and who runs Ions LA. So we're glad that they let us know that you were in town and we can get you on the show. But go to wakeuplaughing.com to learn more of about Steve and where you can also go hear him do Swami Beyond Ananda. But tell us your show, your radio show. Tell us real quickly what that's about.
Wiki Politiki. My background, by the way, is political science.
Ah.
But I never got so far as to actually dissect the politician. Never got that to that point. But at Wiki Politiki, our focus is to bring left and right, front and center, to turn the funk into function and leave the junk at the junction.
Nice.
It's really, you know, metapolitics beyond the dueling dualities to a deeper reality, not superficial but quite deep.
Well, you have been quite deep and quite humorous. Thank you so
much.
Well,
not as deep as Deepak. Deepak is deeper. We call him Deeper Puck where I come from.
And on that merry note, Steve, Swami, Bullwinkle, Elvis, Howard Cosell. Thank you all for being on the show tonight.
You're welcome.
What a pleasure, and what great fun. Well, speaking of fun and learning and wisdom, we have our Ask Dorothy segment coming up. But before that, Mark, I think we have a shout-out.
Yes, speaking of fun, learning, and wisdom, we wanted to give Lawrence Selman a shout-out, who introduced tonight's musical guest.
Yay, Lauren.
You also want to probably check out her show. She was a guest on Life Changes a bit back. Go to lifechangesshow.com and search Lawrence Selman. But she's always up to something amazing. And we wanted to shout out Harness, that's a latest project that she's been working with. Harness connects communities through conversation to inspire action, power, and change. Harness brings grassroots leaders that work with communities of color, immigrants, refugees, and Muslims, as well as the broader issues of racial equality, to the table with pop culture leaders and influencers to learn how we can change the narratives together. Check out harness.space. Great work, Lauren Selman. We love you, and thank you for introducing Ben. We're looking forward to having him on tonight. Dorothy, I am Maria from Maui, and I am in a relationship with an amazing man. He is in love with me and wants to marry me, and I am simply not sure if we are meant to be together. Although I love him, I have so many questions about a future together. He wants to be with me every moment of the day, and I need time and space for myself. He wants me to develop his business with him, and I don't want to do that because I don't like his partners. Although he truly supports me, when I need time alone, I know he misses me, and I feel guilty, which makes both of us miserable. I want to make him happy. What should I do?
Maria, happiness is truly not something we can create for another person. Happiness is an inside job. The only person we can ever make happy is ourselves. If you choose happiness for you, this would only make him happier if he truly loves you, because that is what love is. What I'd like to know, Maria, is how you're choosing to feel guilty when you take time alone serves either one of you. Guilt is a choice, and I don't believe it is an elegant one. There is so much going on here, and what I feel you might want to do is accept his love while you find a way to love yourself enough to speak your truths and ask your heartfelt questions about a future together. You say you don't like his partners, and that just might be an excuse for you not wanting to be in business with him. Explore it. I ask what you, Maria, would like to do if you could do anything at all and not fail. Let's figure that out and see how this relationship could serve you by assisting you in doing and being what Maria would like to do and be. Let's find a way for Maria to love herself enough to create a future plan that serves Maria.
Thank you, Dorothy. If you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Yes, thank you, Dorothy, indeed. And with that, we will be right back on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Ben Carroll, after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, We bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark. And of course, I don't know who I'm sitting with, Bullwinkle or Teddy Savalas or Howard Cosell. I don't know. But Swami and Steve Behrman. But joining us in the studio is a singer, composer, producer, and multi-instrumentalist, Ben Carroll. His various studio and live projects. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing. So sorry. So Ben Carroll, his studio and live projects range from soul to classic jazz to upbeat sunny California surf pop and so much more. He, we're so glad that he's here because he plays all around the world doing what he does as well as doing commercials, TV, and film. Welcome to the show, Ben Carroll.
Thank you, Filippo.
You were laughing too. Don't just, you know.
Bullwinkle had me in stitches. I will not equivocate.
and I love this combination today because there is such great wisdom that Steve Behrman brings to his character, Swami Beyond Ananda, through humor. And there's so much wisdom that you are bringing, and life lessons, actually, to the world through music. And which I think is brilliant. What are some of the themes that you seem to gravitate to in music?
Well, the heartbreak theme is easy. Seems to be a low hanging fruit, but it's still a tasty fruit.
Yeah, there's a lot of it out there.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah,
people can relate, and it's a good entry.
Mm.
With the new, I spent a lot of time writing with my collaborative partner Jake Goldman,
yeah,
who was on last week, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
or recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. And our Big Swim
also
project.
Thanks to Lauren Zellman.
That's right. That's right. All thanks to Lauren Zellman, my beautiful partner. So that's very upbeat pop stuff that is still coming from a unique place because the songs need to stand up on their own.
Mm.
And those are generally about empowerment, friendship, and non-romantic love. Which people also need, sort
yes.
of a Eye of the Tiger vibe.
and you know, normally I ask people, sometimes I ask people where the music influence comes from.
Yes.
And in your case, there's a specific, in your childhood, there was music.
Yes, both of my parents are and were musicians. So I grew up around it, and a lot of my other family members are as well, so... It was a very supportive environment, a very free environment.
Which is not usual for a lot of musicians. But in your case, also, you say that you came with music.
I came with music. I was singing before I was talking. And this is the Life Changes Show, so I can say I feel like I was making music before I came previously with Bullwinkle. In the middle of the Milky Way. So it's a continuation, and it's something that I've always, on a very deep level, felt was an important aspect of why I'm here. And not to make myself a missionary, it's what brings me alive in a way that nothing else does.
Mm.
And I've witnessed and felt throughout my whole life that people respond in a way that they don't otherwise.
Mm.
To me, or what I'm offering when it's music.
Absolutely.
So that's important information to me.
And it's important information for all those who get to experience you. And speaking of, we get to hear a couple of songs today. Thankfully, we have, what's the first one you're going to share with us?
A song called Haven't You Felt.
Haven't You Felt.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I've been doing a lot of collaborative songwriting in the last couple of years. And I picked a few things that were more recent that I just wrote myself, because I've had a solo career of a kind, and also to give something that I felt happy to share.
Well, we're happy that you're happy to share. Here is Ben Carroll singing live here at Studio NoHo, Haven't You Felt, on the Life Changes Show.
Said that tonight there's a crime round every corner, all out of sight, out of mind, until it's your turn. Haven't you felt your heart break? Haven't you tasted blood come in your mouth? This is a city of fools, where the rules are broken. I look at you, I don't trust a word that is spoken. Haven't you felt my heart break? Haven't you seen the blood come from my mouth? We are the ones who make this what it is. The damage is done, and I'm left with this mess. Where'd you even go? Don't tell, don't show. Will I ever know? Say it, how can I hear it? I could have given more. You wouldn't tell me what you needed. Haven't you felt my heartbreak? Haven't you seen the blood come from my mouth? We are the ones who make this what it is. Like a storm, the bed's still warm when you coming home. We started with love. Now you have had enough. Heartbreak. Haven't you tasted blood come in your mouth? Well, haven't you? Haven't you sailed my heartbreak? Haven't you made the blood come from my mouth? They say you're really gone. What went wrong? I guess I'm moving on.
Wow. Oh, man.
You know, double thumbs up from Bullwinkle. I'm so happy.
you took the words right out of my mouth. I'll say it in a moment. But maybe more importantly, Ben Carroll.
Thank you.
What a vibe. What great lyrics. What I mean, wow. You know, it's your mission. call it what you want. I mean, it's brilliant. So, Ben Carroll. Learn more about him at bencarroll.com. And Carroll is CARROLL.com. And on Instagram, he's ben.carroll.music. Let's talk about CDs. You have a couple CDs out, or one, actually, right?
There are three Carroll CDs. There were some other band things before then. But if you go to the website, there
it's
are portals
there
to Spotify and iTunes and all that. But I keep the Instagram current.
Is there one coming out? What am I...
I'm doing a lot of different live stuff around town with events, with a jazz duo, which you'll find on my site, and also solo, and also composing for film, TV, and commercials with Jake Goldman.
Nice.
So, yes, there will be forthcoming Ben Carroll stuff, but you'll just have to watch this space for
And that space is bencarroll.com, right. CARROLL.com. And talk about wisdom. We posted one of your videos, and here's the title of the video. We were supposed to be more than we are.
So this is interesting. There is another Ben Carroll who's a musician.
Did I pick his music?
You did, and that's okay.
Wait. He uses, you're both spelled the same way?
Yeah, he lives in Portland, Maine. Seems like a pretty righteous dude. Different styles of music, and we definitely don't look the same.
I apologize.
That's fine. But if you go to my website, you'll see a sizzle reel of recent performances.
The real reel.
Wow. My brother!
Okay, so I was going to say, well, now it makes it even more interesting, but I was going to say, you know, like, I get this premonition that 30, 40 years from now, there's going to be some young comic who's going to be like this, pretends to be a swami or something, and he's going to channel the Ben Carroll wisdom through Bullwinkle or somebody. I don't know.
And I'll be watching from beyond.
So, no, you'll still be here 30, 40 years from now. What are you talking about?
You got to live fast, brother. Hopefully I will still be here.
You'll be here. You'll be doing music. So the CD I was thinking about is that Bonfires?
Bonfires is my last release, yes.
Okay.
I made it in New York when I still kind of lived there. Yes. That's the last one. Well, I didn't live anywhere for a while. I toured.
I saw all of New York flash before your eyes as you were telling this.
I lived there for a very long time, and then I toured and lived nowhere and went back to make that record and then moved here.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure. If we go to Ben Carroll, like I spelled it, .com, that's you.
That is correct.
So you got that website and the other guy didn't.
Yeah, no, I win.
And you're on our show, and the other guy is in. And you said your sweetheart is Lauren Selman, so you win every which way.
I feel like I win every day.
You're a winner. And we get to win because we get to hear another song.
All right. Lovely.
We'll take that down, by the way, and change it with your reel.
Oh, okay, great.
So perfect. What do we get to hear now?
Something that I think is the next step, the next chapter, and perhaps the last song. So something a little bit more positive.
Just to be clear, the last song on this show tonight.
Yes, the one that I just played. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to confuse anybody besides myself. So
no, that's right. Swami did that earlier. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, anybody listening to this, I hope they heard the rest of it, because otherwise I think we're all drunk or on drugs or something. Okay, so that's Ben Carroll's going to be singing another song, and what is this?
It's called I'm the One. Fast forward.
That's appropriate.
After that segment. You are the one.
Yeah, I'm the one that came. No, fast forward to the next few steps after being abandoned and then coming into one's own. I wrote this with a friend. And here we go.
Being abandoned, like in relationship, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, here's Ben Carroll singing I'm the One live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Without me, you're probably at a party, talking to someone new, doesn't even know you. And without me, does it feel ordinary? Are you happy now that you're on your own? Told myself move on, I said it, now it's done. I'm my own sweetheart, now I'm the one. Without you, got a new dress, got new shoes. Yeah, I got a date with the blues. He's laughing at all my jokes and stumbles. Without you, horizon's a little nearer, reflection's a little clearer, heart beating like a ticking bomb. I told myself move on, I said it, now it's done. I'm my own sweetheart now. I'm the one who lays me down at night. Close my eyes and shut them tight. Praying like a soldier in the fight. I say I'm fine. I live here. Could be that I'll die here. This day could be my last time. Not waiting on your sorry ass. I have the feeling in the fury. I'm out here on my journey. X doesn't always mark the spot. I told myself move on. I said now it's done. I'm my own sweetheart. Now I'm the one. I'm laying on my lawn. I'm the rising sun. I'm my own sweetheart. Now I'm the one.
Wow. Wow, that's brilliant. You should, by the way, I want to note this. You just got a 2 thumbs up from Swami Beyondananda as soon as you finished. He didn't even wait for you to finish. 2 thumbs up. Ben Carroll. Go to BenCarroll, CARROLL.com. And on Instagram, he's ben.carroll.music. What about on Facebook? And are you on there? Or?
It's on there, yeah.
Yeah?
I think it's Music Ben Carroll.
Music Ben Carroll?
Yeah.
Okay. So great to have you on. So great to be sharing in the way that you're sharing, showing up in the way you're showing up. Thank you so much. Do you have anything coming up that we can come see you like this week or next week or something like that?
Check out the Instagram. I keep that tasty and interesting for people, including announcements. So
I bet you do.
Yeah. And
keep it tasty, that is. Things. Like
keep
your lyrics.
Tasty.
Yeah. I like that. Quote us on that. He keeps it, put it in there somewhere. He keeps it tasty. Thank you so much.
Bless
Ben
you
Carroll,
for what you're doing. And thank you for having me.
OLL.com. And once again, thank you to Swami Beyondananda, a.k.a. Steve Behrman. What a pleasure to have you both here on the show. Thank you for everybody that helped make that happen, and including and most especially to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes, as our Shirley did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.